Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, as we've mentioned before, a good barometer for the U.S. agricultural industry is U.S. sales of tractors and combines nationwide. And with us on the program today is Kurt Blades, the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, Senior Vice President of Ag Services. And he says if the mid-year numbers are any indication, at least through mid-year, farmers and ranchers are optimistic about the future.
I think what you can see is that, you know, right about the turn of the year, as we were seeing a nice tax reform come in that had some nice goodies in there for farmers. And I think that optimism is continuing on, and that farmers are now looking to the future and saying, you know what, I feel good enough to make that investment in, you know, a new combine or an articulated four-wheel drive or a high horsepower row crop tractor. I think what we're seeing that is just a reflection of the general optimism of the future.
But Kurt also told me they continue to be concerned with the impact of tariffs and trade wars on continued stability for both manufacturers and their customers. If you'd like to take a look at the mid-year equipment sales data, visit us online at aginfo.net. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.